Good morning. We're talking this morning with Elena Blevins from Marshall County, Kentucky Lake Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You've had a busy winter, girl.
Woo, yeah. The months of January and February, they are busy, busy for us because it's boat show, travel show, fishing show season. So we try to make sure we hit all the good ones for us. So to kind of kick off the year.
Yeah, and you've been traveling. Where's your last one you went to?
Last one I went to was in Columbus. So we started out in Collinsville, which is right outside St. Louis, at the Let's Go Fishing Show. That was in January. And then we were at the Louisville Boat Show at the end of the month in January. And then we set up at Murray, which was always... You know, we want to be a good community regional partner, and I was actually pleasantly surprised at how many people picked up material. You just think that, you know, you set up at Murray, everybody knows Kentucky Lake and where it's at, but very pleasantly surprised at how many people still wanted to get our guide and our maps, and just so that they kind of could know the area a little bit better. So that was good. And then the weekend after that, we were in Columbus, Ohio. And then this past weekend, I was actually in East Tennessee for a family thing, but the Indianapolis show kicked off this past weekend, and so we have a booth set up at the Indianapolis show, so I'll be heading up to Indy on Friday, so and we'll be wrapping it up,
promoting Kentucky Lake.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And celebrating 75 years of tourism.
I know. Big Bear Resort turned 75 this year, and they were the first sort of lodging establishment on Kentucky Lake after it was impounded. And so it's a big year for them, big birthday celebration for them. And so in a lot of ways, you know, tourism's turning 75 too. So it's kind of the birth of tourism when they were established. So it's, you know, it's going to be an exciting year.
Can you imagine what it was like back then? I mean, we've seen,
I know,
from, you know, at Bee Springs Lodge, you know, we've heard her story,
uh-huh,
of how she grew up as a kid,
uh-huh,
going there and then ended up buying it. But,
yep,
you know, it's kind of the same thing with Big Bear.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's just a generational thing now. I mean, they've got families that have been coming back for decades. And that's kind of really been my whole sort of marketing push for this year is what it means to come back to Kentucky Lake. So we're calling it the Kentucky Lake Comeback. So a lot of our marketing materials are focusing on things that bring you back to Kentucky Lake, whether it is you know, a family thing, and you came as a child and now you're coming with your children, or maybe even your grandchildren. We hear that often for this area, as that people, you know, I'm excited to bring my grandkids back now. We've had people who've relocated here permanently because they, you know, they came here and visited here as a child and then grew up and now are permanent residents. And of course, you know, then we have the fishery, which is finally starting to show signs of a comeback. It's taken some time, but you know, we've got some good momentum going right now with the fishery, and so you know, the Kentucky Lake comeback, we're excited about it.
Is that part of you're wanting people to share their favorite memories? And you've got,
yeah,
something going on.
We have we have a pinned post at the top of our Facebook page. If you have a really cool story or an interesting story about Kentucky Lake, growing up here or visiting here, and just fun, you know, fond memories that you may have that you may want to share, you can go to our Facebook page and it pulls up a Google Doc and you can kind of fill out that information. And then I think we're going to try to do, I've found a production company, and I would like, I'm going to kind of task them with the, I'm hoping that they'll be able to sort of find some really cool stories and we can kind of get a little sort of little mini documentary together. So it's early in the works, but hopefully it'll pan out and be a really nice thing that we can kind of look back and enjoy as we've sort of hit this milestone.
Yeah, so people are actually sharing their memories and they're really good.
Not, you know, honestly, okay, not as often and not as many as I need.
Okay.
So I'm glad you're bringing it up so that we can remind people. And especially now that, you know, the season, it's going to be here before we know it. So I really, if you really do have memories or photos, you can always email those to us at fun@kentuckylake.org. You can email us old photos of families, and Big Bear's actually, they've been doing a lot of throwback posts on their Facebook page, which is kind of fun to see. And Of course, Kentucky Dam Village State Resort Park, you know, they do a pretty good job of doing some throwback photos. And so yeah, so if you've got memories, if you've got photos, we'd love to see them.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things, you know. You can look back and you can see, you know, all the old cars, and they're all mm-hmm. lined up at the beach. And
Yep, exactly. So, and another thing is, next year, 2024, you know, the dam was completed in 1944. So the dam itself turns 80 next year.
I bet Calvert City will throw a big party for
it. I know. We need to throw a birthday party for Kentucky Dam turning 80. That's that's a big deal. So. Yeah.
What else you got going on, Elaine?
Well, we're kind of slowly but surely, we're rolling out the announcement for a new event that we're planning for Memorial Day weekend. It's called the May Day Music Mashup. And I'm incredibly nervous about it.
New events.
New events always make me nervous. I'm kind of just
got a good track record, though.
Oh, don't jinx me. Knock on wood. But thank you. I do appreciate that. So far, you know, whenever we've tried a new event, they've gone over okay. But, you know, we are going to try to put on a music festival, which, you know, we know we're going to do it down at Kinlake State Resort Park at the amphitheater. And we know, obviously, that venue is capable of handling a music festival because of Hot August Blues. But we're trying to bring a new one in. So we kind of had a save the date go out last week, and I still am looking for a few more sponsors. And well, we don't really want to call them sponsorships, but marketing partnerships. Mm-hmm. So it's just, if you want to, if you have a local business and you want to get your brand out, because we're going to be doing a lot of marketing for this event, and so if you want to get your brand in line with the event and kind of get out in front of thousands, because we have a really good what I feel like is a good solid marketing campaign for this event, then let us know. I still have some tourism partner marketing partnerships available, and those are $500. So I need about 8 more of those. But yeah, so February 26th, which is this Sunday, mm-hmm. we're going to announce the music lineup. So
I know who it is.
I know. But I can't. Some people already know. But we've had to wait. You know, you can't really formally announce these things till the contracts are signed and things are confirmed in writing and you've got it on paper. And so we've been waiting for that contract to come in, but I got it yesterday. So we're going to get that signed and signed, sealed, delivered. And then we'll be excited to kind of make that formal announcement on Sunday, February 26th, which will be 3 months to the day of the event, because it's happening, it starts May 26th. So it'll be a day and a half. Friday evening, afternoon, evening-ish will be the kickoff of the event. And that'll kind of be like our regional evening. So we've got some good kind of regional talent lined up for Friday evening. Great local night. And then Saturday, we've got a full lineup. It'll probably kick off about 1:30 or so, the music will. And we've got acts from West Virginia. We've got a couple of acts from Kentucky, across Kentucky. We've got, one from Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And,
he has a big following.
And he's got they've mm-hmm. got a big following. And then we've got two from Nashville, which I'm excited about. So one kind of up and comer, I think she's doing really well down in Nashville, and then one for a throwback, you know, one she's been around for a long time, and so I'm excited. I think everybody will kind of recognize the name once we announce it. It's gonna be fun.
Now, after you announce it on February 26th, then when will tickets go on sale?
Well, right now, actually, we have the Eventbrite. It's an Eventbrite page. You can actually go on there now and go ahead and look at ticket prices. Okay. You know, we wanted it to be fairly affordable. So Friday evening tickets are $20 if you just want to come Friday. Saturday all day is $40, or you can get a weekend pass for $50.
That's cheap.
Yeah. So for a day and a half, for a great lineup, of music, $50. We felt like that was good. We do have a child admission ticket, so this is open to everybody. And then we also, we are going to have an early bird, sort of, so you can get, I think, $10 off. Right now we would do weekend passes for about $40 for the next month. So you can get it for even a little bit cheaper. So, but yeah, it's going to be a great lineup. I've got a couple other sort of things in the works regarding the event. You know, this, the whole purpose of doing this event was kind of like a kickoff to summer. You know, so that's why we sort of tapped into Memorial Day weekend. If this does become an annual thing, I don't know if it'll always be a Memorial Day weekend, obviously, because from a tourism perspective, we want to put on events on weekends that are going to attract people in. And right now, because Memorial Day weekend is such a popular weekend for Kentucky Lake and boating season and kind of the kickoff to boating season, you know, there's already a lot of reservations out there, but which is good, yeah, really good. Yeah. But for a first year event, we thought, let's try to capitalize on the traffic that we know is already coming into the area. And then we can kind of see, we can see how well it goes and then kind of shift from there. So, yeah, we're excited about the May Day Music Mashup, May 26th and 27th. And then, so that's going to be our first event. And then the last event of the season, we're doing one at the kind of the tail end of summer, July 29th. We're bringing back the old Beach Beer Bash.
Oh,
so
good.
That'll happen at Kentucky Dam Village, the other park that we have. So, yeah, it's going to, we've got, I'm excited. It's going to be a fun year.
All right. We're talking with Elena Blevins from the Kentucky Lake Marshall County Tourism. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back on Coffee Call. Yep.